Blog Talk.
Good morning, peoples. Give glory to God. Give God glory in his name. Because Lord Jesus is an awesome God. Good Friday was yesterday, and I know I didn't do my radio show. I didn't do it. The fact that, you know, I had so much in my mind. You know, I asked the Lord forgiveness because, you know, I really wanted to do the show yesterday. Today's a new day, and tomorrow's Easter, the time of the Lord that resurrects. And today's the day of the resting day, the Sabbath, when he rests, and then Sunday he rises. So, Father, Lord Jesus is the one and one way to the life. He is one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. You must have to have a relationship with the Lord, not religion. Not about religion. It's about relationship and being intimate with the Lord. Let him manifest inside you so you can accomplish and overcome everything in this earth. There's so much to do in this world right now. We have no excuses. We could help our neighbors. We could help the people that's homeless, that needs food or something to drink. You know, you don't have to give them money all the time. There's many ways. The way how things are right now in this world is just things is just going in the opposite direction. People talk about the new age and how people just changing up the words of the Lord and putting their own way to deceive people. People be ready. We in the last days. And you don't want to be deceived. What Easter means, what this weekend means, basically, It means that you give yourself up to the Lord. Let him use you. Let him direct you. And this the weekend of the time when the Lord sacrificed himself for the world, not just for the Christian, for the world, so we can have another chance. He's showing us that sacrifice that's been made. God sent him to show us an example how to live. It's not that hard. So I'm saying it's not that hard, but Easter means the time of resurrection, the time the Lord rise, and letting us know that we will have eternal life. We will have eternal life, and the Lord will take us up and let us ascend. For this is the time of trials and tribulation. This is the new era. This is the time of judgment. It's the time that we make the right decision what we want to do, because the Lord sacrificed himself. It's time for us to sacrifice ourselves, our flesh, to serve other people, to serve the Lord willingly with no excuses. There's no excuses. Today, I know I was supposed to go to a show to perform, you know, I didn't make it. The reason why, the fact that my brother car is not working well, and you know, I'm not disappointed, you know, but that the thing is like I really wanted to be there to give the word through my music. So you know what? Since I couldn't make it, I found another way. Faith is Power Radio. I give the word through like this. Just like this, how I'm giving the word on stage, I'm going to give the word through the radio, internet radio. This is for everybody around the world. This is for everybody. This is not just only for the Christian. This is for everybody that's searching, that's looking to be one with the Lord, because there's no more excuses. The Lord revealed to me couple of days ago, he's letting me know that there is no excuses for me, because I am destined, I am chosen. So I find ways, I find multiple ways to actually get myself together and strive and be at my best. So everybody that's listening, tell me what Easter means. It's not about no Easter bunnies. I'm not trying to take the kids' fun away. It's not about the bunnies. You know, it's not about the Easter egg. I don't know where they got that from. But it's about the Lord Jesus Christ that gave us a new life in this earth. Now he's coming to not to condemn, but to save. And basically, we'll have a new heaven and a new earth. It's in the Bible. For our days will be shortened. That's in the Bible. I know everybody knows the hours, the times are going by so fast right now. And some people's paying attention, some people's not paying attention. Some people see what's going on, but they don't want to talk about it because they're afraid. We shall not fear. What are we afraid of? You know, the Lord don't want us to be feared. He wants to be joyful and be happy because he is coming. And these things must come to pass. These things must come to pass. Everything that's going on in this world must come to pass. It's not our decision. It's the Lord's decision. This is what must come to pass for a new history. A new heaven and earth.
I'm for an insecure dude, check. But she won't feel me and they won't like me if I ain't in them J's or them brand new Nikes. Let's dig deep from inside my psyche. When it's all said and done, even I don't like me. He live in the gym and his hair stay faded. Late model car, so they think he made it. He's Christian, he gave his life, but he still ain't satisfied in the Savior Christ. Still finds his identity in looks and cars. If he only knew that he ain't have to look so hard. If he looks in God, then they seem odd, but he be so satisfied he can leave it all. Now, I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth, but nothing on God's green earth. My identity's found in Christ, you become Christ.
Hey, how do I gauge success? What do I say I'm blessed? Huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now? Now, it's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, on my face and the press now. Now, the applause it dies when the praise is blessed, if my face is depressed then. Yeah. Cause my value of works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof and the booth. It's a prize and a curse if defined by the purse when the truth is through, it's through. Man, I won't feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride, empowered by God, I'm complete in Him. He's got peace, God's peace I'm in. In His presence, weak His strength, meet His kin, weak His brethren, read this list. Need forgiven, He's dismissed. Guilt in my sin, and I find my worth cause I'm Jesus' friend.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth, but nothing on God's green earth. My identity was found in Christ, was found in Christ.
My head done, toes, nails, if that hurts well, it's hard to tell. So caked up in all that makeup, it's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't, but she's a safer, so confused, cause she's been rejected by all these dudes, that tell her on a skeleton she's a two, but that ain't true, if she only knew, in Christ she is loved, she's secure and accepted, never be rejected by God who's elected her, her beauty is a godliness, and she ain't got a front cause it's obvious, identity is found in the God we trust, any other identity was self-destruct, yeah, our identity is found in the God we trust, any other identity identity was self-destruct.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth, but nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ, it's found in Christ.
He has risen just as he said. Then he instructed the woman to inspect the tomb and see for themselves. Next, he told them to go inform the disciples. With a mixture of fear and joy, they ran to obey the angel's command. But suddenly, Jesus met them on their way. They fell at his feet and worshiped him. Jesus then said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go to my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." When the guards reported what he had happened, the chief priests, they bribed the soldiers with a large sum of money, telling them to lie and say that the disciples had stolen the body at night. After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the woman near the tomb and at least twice to the disciples while they were gathered at the house in prayer. He visited two of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he also appeared at the Sea of Galilee while several disciples were fishing. There are at the 12 different appearances of Christ in the resurrection accounts, beginning with Mary and ending with Paul. There were physical, tangible experiences with Christ eating, speaking, allowing himself to be touched. Jesus' resurrected body was different from the physical body. It was no longer subject to the same laws of nature. He could transcend locked doors, and yet he could still be touched, and he could Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he gave the Great Commission, telling his followers to go and make disciples of all nations. Amen. And this is like the resurrection of Jesus Christ for Easter. This is something that, you know, we need to teach all children, teenagers, adults that doesn't know why this happened, for to give us a new life, a new body, a new heaven and earth. You know, so basically we won't be sick, we won't have disease, we won't have flashbacks anymore. Everything will be new. Our mind will be new. Our bodies will be new. Why Jesus died for us? A member of the Christianity Forum, Jane, recently asked why Jesus have died. As a Christian, I should know the answer to this, but I can't think of a convincing explanation. Don't explore for any other religion that I can't think of end up getting killed because of his beliefs. Why wouldn't it have been possible for Jesus to spread his message and gain adherents like Moses, Buddha, or these Christianity only makes sense by God deciding that Jesus had to be crucified? The critically important question involves a matter central Christianity, yet effectively answering it is often difficult for Christians. We will take a crucial look at a question and lay out the answer offered in scriptures. See, this is something, this is like a summary I'm reading. Okay, Mark 8:31. Then Jesus began to tell them that he, the Son of Man, will suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the leaders and the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. He will be killed, and 3 days later he will rise again. Amen. Glory to God. Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus once more began to describe everything that was about to happen to him in Jerusalem. When we got to Jerusalem, he told them, the Son of Man will be betrayed. The Son of Man will be betrayed to leading priests and teachers of religious law. They will sentence him to die and hand him over to the Romans. They will mock him, spit on him, beat him with their whips, and kill him. But after 3 days, he will rise again. Amen. Mark 10:38. I'm going to go ahead and read Mark 10:38 after this song here. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play Mary once again.
Behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor, and what they can't see is your own, your me. So the
Okay, there's a Bible verse I want to go ahead and read on there, basically, and what we meant to do. And this goes for everybody. And it is true because, you know, it's like the Lord raised me in a certain way to be a leader, even though I don't want to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? That's just my heart. I like to help people. I love helping people. I love, you know, teaching people certain things, what I know, you know, and give back. And that's my heart. That's how my heart is set to be. Because if I don't do it, I get kind of sick. So, but I'm going to go ahead and play this track before, you know, I continue saying this verse. All right? There's a verse on here I was going to read. Where is it? Okay, there you go. Mark chapter 10, verse 43 through 45. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even I, the Son of Man, came here not to serve, but to serve others and to give my life as a ransom of many. Glory to God. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to serve, and we're here to overcome and help each other out in this earth. We're not here to go against each other. That's what the enemy wants. You're not going to get what the enemy wants. Our destiny is not to be angry at each other or putting each other down. You know, are just needed to live right and focus on God and what the Lord wants to do. So, you know, you got to give God glory, trust in Him, trust in His Word. Anybody could say, yeah, I'm Christian, I believe in the Lord Jesus, but do you believe in His Word? So, you know, just trust in God. And that's the best way, you know, just trust in God and he'll show you every step of the way. He'll show you every step of the way how to live in this earth. This is what the Bible is. You know, stuff life. He's not trying to force us to do anything. He's not trying to, you know, be like, you know, I command you to do this. No. We have our choices and decisions. If you want to live right, live life peacefully, you must follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will manifest inside of you the Holy Spirit, because He's the King of all kings. We're all destined, we're all chosen to do what we have to fulfill in this earth, so to have a new life. You know, God is an awesome God, and that's all I can really say. There's not much words I have, but the Lord is an awesome God. So, you know, basically, this is what, you know, it's about: serving, worship. Worship Him, serve Him. You're going to feel this great power inside of you. Serve God. Don't listen to people, what they want to tell you all the time. Unless it's coming from the Lord Himself, you should know when it's coming from the Lord. The time when you know when the Lord is talking to you, if it's something good. If it's something bad, you must test the Spirit. Because, you know, everything you hear sometimes, you realize it's God all the time, it's not really God. You got to test the Spirit. I'm going to keep going on it with y'all. I've been misled a couple of times. So, you know, must try to test the Spirit all the time. So, get yourself prepared. You're on the last day, and judgment day is basically here. Trials and tribulations are already happening. And it must come to pass. People, please don't be surprised, because our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, He already let us know what's going on. He already revealed it to us. He already revealed it to me in my dreams. And all we can do is be at our best and trust Him and overcome and fulfill. You know. So I don't got time to make excuses about anything. You know, like I said, I was supposed to be in a show at Sunrise, but I didn't make it. But I'm giving the gospel through online radio, Faith is Power Radio. Also, there's a men's ministry that's coming up on the 15th of next week on Sunday. Is that Pines Church? It's going to be wonderful. You know, we're going to have, you know, appetizers there, refreshments. And, you know, basically, we're planning out what we're going to do. You know, because that's what we do. We serve in God. We serve in the Lord. And that's what we must do, serve Him. As much as you can, even though sometimes things are bad, but, you know, you could do this. We could all do this and fight through the storm, you know. I mean, mostly everything we go through every day is nothing new. It's always a repeat. So we could fight this. We could fight this. That's why the Lord has given us a chance. We could fight this. So we have the power of choice and decision. Glory to God. So, I believe tomorrow we're going to do another show. Glory to God. And we could just go ahead and finish off what we have to finish off this weekend about Easter. Please, people, trust in God. Follow Him. Serve Him. serve the people that's around you. You know, build your business, build your dreams, follow your dreams. Listen what Jesus is telling you, you know, and don't listen to your flesh. Listen to the Spirit. Follow your heart. Don't do things for money. Okay, money is a necessity just to build and to bless and to you know, change up things a little bit. The Lord will provide at the end of the day. The great riches is not in earth, but it is in heaven. And the great riches is our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, our Savior, our leader, our King, our best friend that's guiding us. He loves us so much that he don't want us to perish. He wants to trust him. I trust him. And I want to go ahead and take it to the next level. We should all take it to the next level. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord Father. Amen. So, everybody, also, I have a show that's coming up next month. I'm going to give you more details on that soon, next show. I'm going to do a couple of changes in this radio show. I know there's a lot I'm doing, but I could do it, you know, and I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord Father, yeah, thank the Lord, Father. So thank you, everybody, for listening to His Power Radio. I am Joseph the Dreamer, signing out. Thank you, and God bless.